Well, it's Friday again. Time for this week's Friday check-in. I hope you've had a good week and taken some mental breaks for yourself. I hope you're breathing a bit more often, purposefully, that is, and taking the time to notice how good it makes you feel. How about we take a deep breath right now, in through the nose. Hold it. And then slowly out through your mouth. Make sure you release it slowly. That's it. And just be still for a moment. Don't rush to inhale again. Just focus on your heartbeat for a few seconds. You feel it? Thumping in your chest. Then inhale deeply again. And hold it. And let it out. Sometimes it helps if you can create a mental image in your mind's eye for taking these deep breaths. Some people imagine a balloon expanding and deflating. Some people picture their diaphragm working like a window shade, getting pulled down all the way down as they breathe in and then rolling back up to the top when they breathe out. That's how your diaphragm works, by the way. whatever works for you, focus on your breathing just for a minute or two with whatever imagery works for you. And while you're relaxing and breathing like this, take a moment to do a bit of a body scan. And what I mean by that is focus on your toes. Start there and work your way up, noticing if there are any areas that feel sore, strained, stressed, just not right. You don't have to focus on these areas. You can just notice it and move on. But go up through your legs, your knees. Sometimes a lot of us have problems with our knees. Your thighs, your butt, up through your back. Check in with your stomach, your chest. Roll your neck around a little. See if there's any tightness in there, any soreness. Same with your shoulders, maybe. Rotate your shoulders a bit. There might be some, what they call crepitus. It's a little kind of crackling sound. That's okay. Just notice if there's any tension there. The point of this exercise is to notice where you might be carrying stress so you can at least work on easing the tension in that area. Hopefully you'll work on the stress too, but this way you can at least work on where it's showing up. So what do I mean by carrying stress? Well, as you probably know, stress isn't just mental discomfort. Most of us feel stress in our bodies in some way too. And they say that we carry it in certain places. It shows up in different places in the body and different people. There are dozens of medical conditions and diseases that are strongly linked to stress and stress hormones like cortisol that are released by the body when we're under stress. You probably know that diabetes and obesity are linked to high cortisol levels. That's a stress hormone. And that people who are stressed out get ulcers and acid reflux disease. It's called GERD, G-E-R-D. We know stress can lead to chronic back and muscle pain. It can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems. So it's important to notice where you carry your stress, if you do. Are your shoulders and neck sore? Do you suffer from tension headaches a lot? Headaches can actually be related to sore neck and shoulder muscles, which can be caused by a buildup of stress. Do you feel heartburn or a kind of ache in your chest? This is a little more worrying since chest pain could be serious, could be heart-related, and should always be investigated by a health professional. If you are feeling heart pains, palpitations, again, it could just be stress, but you should get it checked out. Sore, stiff muscles, aches, pains, all of this can be caused by nothing more than the supposedly mental condition of being overstressed. And that's why we have to deal with it. That's why I encourage you to take it seriously. I'm not trying to do touchy-feely stuff, like give you an internet hug, you know. I'm hoping that you'll see that stress is a bit of a silent stalker, and it can be pretty serious. You need to take your stress level seriously. It's not just a new age indulgence. It's an important issue for all of us, especially after the last year or more that we've all been through. One thing I'd like you to consider for relieving stress is massage therapy. I've spoken to some friends who initially and wrongly thought that massage therapy meant the illegal kind, you know, the kind that was a thin cover for prostitution. It's not. Okay, it's not. It's very real. It's a very serious medical specialty. And in many places around the world, it's actually a protected title, meaning only people who have gone through a recognized training program can call themselves massage therapists or licensed or registered massage therapists, that kind of thing. So if you're concerned about it, Google licensed or registered massage therapy in your area and see if there's a governing body or association that can direct you to certified practitioners. It's relaxing, it's incredibly soothing, it's a wonderful experience that helps you loosen up your tight muscles, improve blood flow, and release some tension. It's actually good for the immune system too, because of lymphatic drainage. You can look that up if you want. It's just generally, overall, it's a really good thing for your whole body. Your therapist will work with you to focus on specific areas that are giving you problems. Or he or she will just provide an all-over massage to make your whole body feel fantastic. Some people find it so relaxing, they fall asleep during the session. It's great for men and women, even kids. And in some cases, it's even covered by your health insurance. So, you know, I want to actually give a little shout out to my own massage therapist, Karen, who is absolutely amazing. She helps me relax and unwind from my busy life and take time for myself. Which is, of course, what I always recommend for you too. So that's it for this week. I wanted to let you know that coming up this Tuesday, I'll have a special episode featuring an interview with a wonderful ASMR artist called Grace's Grove. If you've ever wondered about ASMR or you were just curious, want to know more about it, tune in on Tuesday to hear Grace talk about it. It should be a great interview. In the meantime, take care of yourself, relax, breathe deeply, go get a massage, and don't forget to chill. Bye for now.